subject Planning and Designing of Healthcare Facilities. Chapter 8 by faculty Dr. Praveen Kumar Agarwal. The most important department in the hospital is OPD. OPD stands for Outpatient Department. Outpatient service is defined as part of the hospital with the physical facilities and medical service equipped with staff intended to give adequate medical services to sick and needy patients who do not require admission into hospital. So, OPD treatment means some of the treatment which can be given without admitting the patient in the ward or in the hospital. And this type of treatment is known as outpatient treatment. All the patients get the impression of the hospital from outpatient department. So it is called the showcase of hospital building. So OPD is just like a showcase. When you go for marketing in big malls, you may not buy anything, but you only survey the area to know the variety of the things available and different prices which are available. And after getting satisfied only, you buy the thing. Similarly, OPD is also a showcase of any hospital which tells you what are the facilities available, what are the different departments available in the hospital, what is the consultation fee, name of the consultant, their consulting time or consultation time, etc. OPD is the first point of contact of the patient with the hospital. So when the patient comes to the hospital, they first enter into a clinical department with that is known as OPD. So OPD is the first point of contact of the patient with the hospital, similar to that of primary health center for the village population. Then different factor to be considered in OPD planning is projected demand for the outpatient. Means you have to, before starting the OPD, you have to do the survey. In the survey, you have to find out what is the demand for the patient for which particular OPD. For example, general medicine, general surgery, pediatrics, then it may be specialized OPD like cardiology, neurology, gastroenterology. Because most of the patient will come to the hospital mainly in the OPD, and if in the OPD the particular diseases are diagnosed, they may be referred to the respective department, and such type of admission from the OPD is known as intramural admission, because the patient first come to the hospital, that is OPD, and get admitted within the hospital. So there is transfer of the patient, that is OPD, to the ward in the same hospital, and such type of admission from the outpatient department into the hospital is known as intramural hospital. So projected demand and supply of the outpatient department is very important. Then types of patient coming in the OPD means what are the nature of the illness the patient is suffering from, which compels the patient to see a doctor. Then unit of services rendered in the OPD, whether it is consultation service, whether it is vaccination, whether it is injection, whether it is dressing, whether it is diagnostic. So all different types of clinical services are provided in the outpatient department. Different factors which is to be considered in OPD planning is services time required for OPD care. Means if the doctor is consulting a particular patient, then one must know what will be the duration for one examination of one patient and when one should send the next patient. So if you know the consultation time of the consultant, then you can plan the waiting period or you can plan the appointment with the doctor. Then daily and hourly capacity in vases means what is the number of the patient which can see by a particular consultant during its entire OPD hours, and what is the number of the patient he sees in 1 hour. For example, if the consultant takes 15 minutes to see one patient, means in 1 hour, which consists of 60 minutes, he will see only 4 patients. So accordingly you have to arrange the patient and give the appointment. Then holding and lifting capacity of the OPD. Holding and lifting capacity of the OPD denotes the number of the patient who can attain the OPD along with the relative at any given point of time, because it is not only the patient who is coming to the OPD but also the relative, and one patient may have 3 to 4 relatives with them. So all these factors should be considered when planning the OPD, because OPD not only keeps the patient holding for the consultation but also is accompanied by different relatives who are also accompanying the doctor, accompanying the patient during the consultation with the particular or specific consultant. Present indices indicate that 1.5 to 3 patients attain OPD per bed strength of the hospital. So if the bed strength of the hospital is 100 bed, then nearly 2 to 3 patients will attain OPD per bed strength, and accordingly you have to plan the number of the consultation room, the number of the waiting chairs in the waiting hall, the number of the consultant employed. Therefore for 300 bedded hospital one can expect 450 to 900 patients visiting OPD on daily basis. So this is one of the rule of thumb which gives the rough impression that what will be the relation between the number of the bed the hospital is having and number of the patient coming to the OPD and taking consultation, and accordingly you can plan the OPD infrastructure. Types of patient visiting the OPD. The types of patient visiting the OPD may be the patient in the acute emergency, an accident like road traffic accident, then the case of organophosphorus poisoning, suicidal, homicidal, then different type of medico-legal cases like drowning, rape, or certain type of patient coming from the scene of mass disaster like bomb blast, railway accident, then natural calamities like building collapse, flash flood, etc. So these patients require the treatment on an emergency basis, that is treatment to be given mostly in the casualty and then refer the case to the ICU, NICU or spectative ward as per the need of the patient. Few patients may come to the OPD as referred patients from different hospitals and nursing homes. Usually this type of patient usually carry the referring doctor's note which gives the brief history of the patient, the previous treatment given and the reason for referring the patient in your hospital setup. Or some of the patient may be walking patient who come for routine checkup. This type of patient had usually visited the OPD before and they come according to the suffering they suffer from. For example, diabetic patient may had come previously, consultant diabetologist. The diabetologist reviewed the report, found that his reports were suggestive of uncontrolled diabetes. Changed the drug regime, asked them to come after 3 weeks with the fresh fasting and postprandial blood sugar. So this type of patient when they come second time to consult the doctor with the fresh report due to change medication, then this type of patient are known as follow-up patient or unreferred patient. Unit of services rendered in the OPD. The unit of services rendered in the OPD is a measurable part of the volume of the OPD service. So this is very important, because if you know the minute details about the OPD, particularly how many patients will sit in the waiting area, how many patients will attain doctor, how many chairs to be arranged, how many patient uses the laboratory, how many patient uses drinking water, cool point, then accordingly the service can be planned and newer facilities or new service areas can be included in the OPD. The OPD not only requires consultation with the doctors of concerned specialty, but also requires to do the different diagnostic tests like blood test, which may be blood test for control of blood sugar, then different blood tests required to know the renal status, that is complete renal function test, complete liver function test, urine test, particularly routine and microscopy to rule out the gross features or deformity present in the urine. Sometimes the urine may require culture and sensitivity to diagnose the urinary tract infection. Few patients may come for immunization and vaccination. This is very much common in the pediatric OPD where children are below 11 years of age and they may come either for primary vaccination or for booster doses. Then few patients may come in the orthopedic OPD for consultation, for removal of plaster cast, for reapplication of plaster cast, for orthopedic physiotherapy, etc. So these are the different spectrum of the unit of service which is provided in the OPD basis. This forms the important aspect for which the proper planning of the OPD is required. For example, the amount of space required in well baby clinic is very important in relation to the vaccination performed. Normally we know that all the babies are now promoted to get the schedule of proper vaccination, mainly against the 8 vaccine preventable disease such as tuberculosis, diphtheria, whooping cough, polio, measles, mumps and rubella. This is according to the guidelines set in the universal immunization program. So these babies are not sick babies, but they come to the OPD clinic to get themselves vaccinated along with their parents. So if we know that the volume of the OPD patient, that is pediatric age group, coming in the vaccination center to get vaccinated, we can plan the waiting area of the patient. We can provide special sitting arrangement like pediatric bassinet or sitting arrangement for the baby's mother, or providing the space where the babies can play in their leisure time, or providing special type of toys so that the baby get involved and do not get distracted because of the vaccination. Or there should be provision to provide the additional facility like toilet facility, drinking water facility, sitting arrangement, etc. So it is very important to correlate the amount of the space required with respect to the amount of the load, that is number of patients visiting that particular area. Now, service time required in the OPD care. Service time actually means the time taken by doctor to examine and diagnose, that is clinical diagnosis of the patient, is known as service time. So in simple words, service time is nothing but the consultation time of the doctor, which the doctor spend in order to examine the patient and come to some clinical diagnosis. So based on this clinical diagnosis, he can give the instruction given to the patient about the medication, about any precaution which is to be taken. For example, symptoms are usually the features which is narrated by the patient, and signs are usually the features which are elicited by the physician or treating doctor. So one should differentiate between the sign and symptoms. Patient language will be only relating with the symptoms. Doctor's examination finding will relate to the signs. Based on the sign and symptom, the clinical diagnosis is made, for which the doctors advise the patient to undergo specific test to confirm the diagnosis or take special precaution. For example, if a physician or doctors take 15 minutes to complete the examination of the patient, so maximum patient he can see in 1 hour is 4 patients. So if there are 20 patients waiting in the OPD area, you can tell the patient that maximum doctor can see 4 to 5 patients per hour, and if the doctor's consultation is for 4 hours, he cannot see more than 20 patients at maximum, and you cannot give appointment beyond 20 patients. So this service time in relation to the examination time also help to avoid the unnecessary crowding in the OPD for particular doctor, and helps in scheduling the appointment of the doctor with the patient. This is very important, especially when the patient is coming from far off places, when the patient is coming regularly, when the patient is elderly, when the patient is suffering from severe disease for which they cannot wait for longer period of time, like lumbar spondylosis, cervical spondylosis, pediatric patient, very old patient, that is geriatric age group, etc. Now, daily and hourly capacity of the OPD. So, daily and hourly capacity of the OPD is also designated by room hour. So, what does room hour indicate? Room hour means the number of doctors' examination and consulted room available multiplied by number of scheduled clinic hours. For example, if in your OPD there are 4 consultation rooms, and if the each doctor is scheduled or takes 15 minutes to examine one patient, then for in maximum 3 hours the maximum number of patients examined by each doctor will be only 12. So first of all, you cannot give appointment more than 15. Second thing is that whenever there is only 4 consultation room available, you can schedule the OPD timing of the consultant of the same specialty in different work schedule. For example, there may be the consultant who may prefer OPD in the morning hours. Some of the consultant may prefer OPD in the evening hours. Some may prefer OPD consultation in the late evening hours. So all these scheduling of the consultant, placing of the patient, scheduling of the patient, giving waiting time between one patient examination and another can be highlighted or clarified by considering the room hour. Average service time can be calculated in the unit which is called minute. For example, in 1 hour, 5 patients visit any physician cubicle. Then physician cubicle is occupied by each patient for 12 minutes. Therefore, in 2 hours, he can see maximum 10 patients, because for each patient he takes roughly 12 minutes to complete his examination. Holding capacity of the OPD. Holding capacity of the OPD literally means the physical capacity of the OPD to hold the maximum expected number of the people at any one time waiting in the waiting area, subsidiary area, doctor's cubicles, etc. So OPD planning does not include only the planning of consultant room or consultation room or doctors, but it also, one should also take into account the number of the patients who accompany the number of relatives who accompany the patients. And if the relatives are more, then you have to increase the number of sitting arrangement, you have to give more provision for the toilet, you have to give more provision for drinking water, there should be some arrangement for recreation, like keeping the newspaper, allowing them to view the televisions, because it is the patient who is in the pain, agony, but the relatives have accompanied the patient in order to give him moral support. So if the doctor's OPD or consultation period or scheduling is late, and if their turn will come after 2 hours, the relative should not become bored for 2 hours, and they should use some alternative means to keep themselves not to get bored or boredom. Holding and lifting capacity of the OPD. At any one time, the OPD will have certain patients, but they are accompanied by more relatives and friends. So these patients or these type of features is known as patient visiting with the visitors, which may be relative or the close friend of the patients. And if they come to the OPD, they also expect some amount of hospitality offered by the hospital during the OPD consultation of the patient. And that is why land should be more available for OPD so that more vast building can be made. Then the location of the hospital is also very important, because certain places in Mumbai like Parel, Sion are located in the prime location of Mumbai where the land is very valuable. So in this condition, one cannot expect too much horizontal spread of the OPD building. One can expect the OPD building to be multi-storied, that is multiple storied OPD building. So in order to give more OPD cubicles in the less space, it requires OPD to occur on different storied of the hospital building. If this is planned, then at the same time there should be provision to shift the patient from the ground floor to different floors where the OPDs are scheduled. And therefore this is very important, especially when you consider the OPD located in the crowded place. A classical example of this is Bombay Hospital, located in the southern Bombay, or KM Hospital, a municipal hospital having the OPD building 7-storied, so that large number of the OPD, different type of OPD, can be adjusted in the same building. Then another factor we consider the size of the OPD is the volume of the OPD attendance and lifting capacity of the OPD, that is number of lift staircases available to shift the patient from the ground floor to the different floors where the OPDs are of different consultant, different specialties are located. For example, if the patient have multiple illness, their endocrinologist consultation may be on the 5th floor, but their dermatologist consultation may be on the 9th floor. So this patient has to travel from ground floor to 5th floor and 9th floor to get the consultation with the doctor. That is why if proper lift is there, this type of patient can be easily shifted to the different OPD cubicles of different specialty. Stairways. There should be 2 stairways leading from the ground floor, which exist in the separate areas of the building. So if the stairways is designed in the hospital building, there should be provision for the 2 stairways, because if one becomes non-functional, there is always option for the alternative. Then these staircase should not be located in the same locality, but at least at 2 different localities, so that if one staircase collapse because of building collapse, then other staircase can be used. Or in the case of disaster like bomb explosion within the hospital building, or because of the short circuit and fire catch up, in this case it is very important to evacuate the patients and the relative and the hospital staff. So if there is more provision of the staircase other than lift, there is always an alternative means for evacuation. Then is the hospital lift. Minimum 2 hospital lift is required for any hospital which is 150 to 200 bedded. So if your hospital is 200 bedded hospital, you roughly have the 2 lift. The each lift should be capable of carrying 1 stretcher, that is patient lying in bed, and at least 3 person at a time other than the lift man. Then safety devices like dual control, self-locking procedure, telephone, alarm, so, and also some of the lift may contain fire extinguisher and also ceiling fan attached to it. So these safety devices are very important, because if one is stuck in the lift, they can just press the alarm so that the watchman in the other area of the lift can be aware about the non-functioning of that particular lift, and he can easily come and attend the patient. Similarly, if one lift is not working and if there is provision of telephone, you can just give a telephone call to the hospital support services and defect will be rectified. Now the provision of the 2 lift is again same based on the provision of the 2 staircases. The 2 staircases are usually planned because If the two lifts are there, just like two staircases, the other one can be used when the original one becomes non-functional. Second thing, we have seen that since the lift is capable of lifting maximum 4 patients at a time, it depends upon the different configuration of the lift. Some may be 8, some may be 16, some may be 32. So, if the lift configuration is such that they are able to lift, that is vertical transportation of the patient, 4 patients at a time, then if 2 lifts are there, at least 8 patients can be transferred to the different location. And this lift is also attached or has got the power supply from alternative source apart from the electrical supply, like generator, UPS, uninterrupted power supply, etc. So that in the case of power failure, the lift failure does not occur and lift continues to perform its function, that is lifting the patient from the ground floor to top floor. Planning of the location of the OPD. Now, the important factor for the OPD is where the OPD should be located. It also depends upon the number of the bed the hospital is having. For example, if it is a category A hospital with 25 to 50 bed and category B hospital with 51 to 100 bed, then the OPD may be located on the ground floor. But if the hospital is big, that is category C, when the hospital is between 100 to 200 bed, category D when the hospital is between 200 to 400 bed, and category E when the hospital is up to 750 bed, then it means that the OPD will be bigger in size, because if the number of the beds are more, it means that there are different branches in the hospital which is not located in the category A and category B. So category A and category B hospital may be providing the basic clinical services like pediatric, general medicine, general surgery, ops and gynec. But if it is category D, category E and category C type hospital, apart from these basic services, they may be providing specialized services like cardiology, gastroenterology, neurosurgery, neurology, burn unit, then they may have endocrinology department, assisted reproductive center, then they may have specialized branches within the pediatric like pediatric cardiology, pediatric orthopedic, neonatology, then there may be specialized branches within the cardiology department which may be invasive cardiology, non-invasive cardiology, open heart surgery, that is CVTS department. So when the department increases, it increases the number of the patient. So patient will come to the hospital only when the patient contact with the hospital, that is the OPD, will increase. And that is why if the number of the bed increases, the OPD consultation room increases because of the increase in the variety of service, and ultimately the OPD will be bigger in size. They are considered, the different physical facilities within the OPD are grouped into 4 main areas. These are the public area, that is open to general public, which may be patient, which may be relative, which may be visitors, which may be different media person, which may be class 4 employee, or it may be clinical hospital staff like doctors, staff nurses, etc. Then the clinical facilities. The clinical facilities is where the patient is examined, where the patient is treated, where the patient is vaccinated, where the patient dressing is done, etc. Administrative area usually deal with the different administrative part in the hospital like OPD billing, then giving the OPD registration number, making the patient alpha index, registering the patient with the OPD or with the particular OPD if they come for the first time. Then is the circulation area, that is the area that is covered by hospital lift, hospital staircases, hospital corridor, which allows the circulation within the hospital, that is intramural circulation, and circulation of the hospital with outside world, that is the hospital gate, reception area, outpatient department, casualty, that is extramural circulation. circulating area include the corridors, staircase, lift. So if the hospital building, if you consider it 100%, nearly 30% of the hospital space goes in developing and building circulation areas like hospital corridor, hospital lift, hospital staircases. Therefore, the circulating areas also become one of the important capital budget of the hospital.